Gold sitting meditation. For this, you want to find a seat of your choice, either in a cushion on the ground or in a chair. You want your posture to be rather erect, your spine tall, your head reaching towards the heavens, your body heavy on the earth. GOLD is an acronym for letters that stand for four different attitudes or ways of becoming present to this moment in a way that helps us transform challenging or painful moments into golden moments. For those of you who know our GOLD movement meditation, you may find it helpful to imagine those postures that align with each of the letters as you're in the still seated meditation posture. So you would just be imagining those postures in your head for each letter. That's very useful for some of my students, and others it feels like an extra complication. So play around and find what's right for you. So let's begin. G. Ground. We ground by literally feeling for the ground. Where is your body touching the ground right now? If you're in a chair, it's probably your feet. You may even feel for what parts of your body are in contact with the chair you're sitting on. If you're sitting on the floor, your sit bones, buttocks, legs, feet are most likely all touching the ground. You may find it useful to rock a little forward and back or side to side. It'll help you become aware. Of being grounded here. I like to use the force of gravity, this natural power, force of nature that is always keeping us grounded to the earth, like a gentle hug. This feeling for gravity's presence with you now. You may find the invitation from gravity to loosen your shoulders. Letting go of any unnecessary tension there. Your jaw, your tongue, your eyes, just letting them drop to the ground. Even your forehead and your forehead muscles, letting them drop to the ground. Grounding into our bodies, grounding into this moment, letting your tailbone release any tension there, that it can drop into gravity's embrace. Letting go of being at the ready. Ready to act and move and do the next thing so fast. For now, we get to exhale into this moment. Already taken care of by gravity. Held to the earth. Grounding into this moment. Through our senses, the felt sense of sitting, and the felt sense now of your breath. Letting your intention begin to curiously explore the felt sense of the cool air coming into your nostrils. What other parts of your body respond to the natural inhale and exhale of your breath? Maybe your belly rises and falls with the inhale and exhale, or your chest. How about your shoulders? Do they move at all with the rhythm and tides of your inhale and exhale? Letting yourself rest in the rise and fall of your breath in your body. If you find your mind complicating this moment in any way, maybe it's trying to help you out by thinking about how you could be doing this better, or what adjustment you could make for it to be more pleasurable. Thank you, mind, for wanting the best for us. But for now, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to let even you rest. And just bring your attention back to your breath, settling in. To the rise and fall of your natural inhalation and exhalation. And we move now to O of our gold-making practice. Observe. Here I invite you to imagine yourself as a great mountain. Ancient and old, wild and wondrous, full of animals and plants that live on your surface. This grounded mountain. And becoming aware of the feelings like sleepiness or excitement that may be passing over you right now. As a mountain, these feelings are just like weather. They come and they go. Sometimes there's clouds and lightning and thunder, bruitsome moods. And other times there's sunshine or rainbows. Letting now you and this O of your gold making observe whatever's present. Yes, there's your breath. Yes, there's the weight of your body on the earth and the gravity. Yes, there is potentially a feeling of sleepiness or nervousness, anxiety, joy, peace, calm. The 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows that make up the human experience. You may notice as you watch what's present for you, just like the weather, it comes and it goes. With O, observe, you're becoming aware of the weather the emotional weather in you right now. And you're taking note of the watcher in you, the one great eternal watcher, the awareness that sees. Letting be what is grounded. Here and now. And moving now to the L of our gold making practice. The L stands for love. You may imagine that each thing you become aware of now, a thought, a feeling, there's a kind of loving embrace that happens immediately, a golden touch that happens immediately, just as soon as you become aware, you are making the choice to embrace it, to love it, not necessarily like it. It's very different than love. Love is a choice we make, just choosing to extend a generosity of gratitude, a bowing to life itself, as it flourishes through you now and around you. The more you practice choosing to love, the more you'll begin to feel it awaken in your body. You may feel it in your heart even now as a kind of warmth, gratitude, a feeling of pleasure. If you don't feel anything, just know that it will come with practice. It's the choice to love that matters. Beginning now to really extend that choice to love on yourself, to stop any battle you might be having with yourself in this moment. Stop battling with yourself, just letting that go into a piece of the breeze over your mountaintop, be blown away, residing in the preciousness of this moment that will only ever be happening now. This is the only moment like this you and I will ever get. Making the choice to love it. If nothing else but for its fleetingness. Surrendering to its wisdom. We humans can't really control very much at all, as much as we might like to think that we can. This is a great opportunity to feel the bliss that can come with letting go of trying to control how it should be or how we should be. And instead learn how to perfect our love. You may imagine your body now as all the little cracked or parched places being filled with liquid gold. This liquid gold of love, you may imagine it coming from yourself, a higher part of yourself, loving into yourself, or just awareness itself, this great eternal, infinite source of seeing and knowing that sees and knows you and holds you in the perfection of what is, what you are. Just feeding all your parched places now with the love of awareness itself. Seeing you, loving you, nourishing you. Breathe this in. The great Persian poet Hafiz said, "How did the rose ever open its heart and give to this world all its beauty? It felt the encouragement of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too frightened." We move to D now. D, our final letter of our gold making practice. D stands for dedicate. Now you may feel there's a natural upsurge, a natural want to gift or give this loving awareness to the world, to others. With dedicate, we do just that. As you may notice, this is a very embodied practice, this gold practice. We're feeling things in our body. And so, continuing with that thread, that golden thread, beginning to imagine this body of yours was reaching out with blessings and wishes of loving kindness and wellness in all directions, the front of your body extending waves of golden kindness in front of you, behind you, to the right of you, to the left of you, above you, below you, all directions you're just extending. Waves of loving kindness, dedicating your practice to all beings, tall beings and short beings, female beings and masculine beings and sexless beings or those beings in between. You're dedicating this to the plants, the air, the earth, all of its creatures, to your family, the hard, challenging members, as well as the easy benefactors, those closest to you and those far away, those family that is of blood relation and those that are of friend or spirit relation. Wishing well because you can, another choice to love. Letting these wishes extend out and be generated to those in the world who could use it the very most, all the way across the planet from wherever you are, being touched by your love, by your practice, by your choice to love and to pour this love into the world, this gold into the world. Being of service now, letting being of service be your North Star in this moment, your orienting principle to this moment, trusting in the natural flow that by giving, you receive, by receiving, you give. And let's complete this practice with a poem by Martha Prostolith-Waite. Martha's poem is called Clearing. Do not try to serve the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life. And wait there patiently until the song that is yours alone to sing falls into your open cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to the world so worthy of rescue. Blessings on your practice.